I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live in the studio is our friend, our neighbor, and our engineer for the Catskill Mountain Railroad, our friend Dave. Hi, Dave.
Morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How do people address you at the Catskill Mountain Railroad? Do they call you Engineer Dave? Do they call you Captain? What do they call you?
Most of the time, they call me Conductor Dave. Once in a while, Engineer Dave. And yes, I have been called the Captain before.
There we go. And when you're riding the train and driving that train, do you feel the power? Do you have that kind of experience where it's like I'm in control?
You do feel the power. And where I really feel it the most is the second half of our ride is like a 2% grade uphill. And we have to slow down for all the crossings so we can let our flaggers off to protect the crossing. And then when they get back on, there's one spot when I cross Hurley Mountain Road, I can go to notch 8, 1,000 horsepower, and you can feel that diesel vibrating, getting that train up to speed, because it's about 400 tons of train you're pulling up the hill. So you give it the throttle, you can feel all that vibration in the cab. It feels great.
When did you start loving trains?
As a kid. I can remember as a kid loving trains. My grandfather, he was a conductor.
Wow.
Every once in a while,
no kidding,
he would get me on like the local commuter trains and he would just show his conductor badge and we'd get the ride. I loved trains ever since a kid.
When I was young and rode a subway in New York City, I always thought that was like super cool until my dad took me to the front of the subway and you could see the track approaching as you're going past, which was kind of amazing. And I always thought, like, well, where is the conductor? Well, like, who's driving this train and how's this happening? Why am I in the front? But it was quite an amazing experience. So I still haven't figured that out and don't need to, but that's a whole nother story. But I do know on the Catskill Mountain Railroad that, Dave, you are in the front of the train and you're holding on to something.
Well, because I'm holding on to the throttle, but got my hands on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the bell on at the crossings, blow the whistle. You're on the radio. The hands are always going. The feet basically do nothing because there's no gas pedal or brake to use with your feet. Everything is done with your hands.
Mm. And how fast does the Catskill Mountain Railroad go?
Since we are a tourist railroad, we go no more than 10 miles an hour so you can enjoy the beautiful scenery that Ulster County has to offer.
That's interesting, because as someone who's rode the train, it feels like you're going faster.
When you're in the outside open cars, it does feel like you're going faster.
Yeah.
But yeah, 10 miles an hour. Most of the time, it's about 8 miles an hour. Just nice, slow cruising speed, so you can enjoy the sights.
Well, we like that. Now, there are some special events that are coming up with the Catskill Mountain Railroad, which is in Kingston. And that's right in like the
Hannaford Herzog Plaza.
Herzog Plaza, yeah. And you can get tickets there. You can get them in advance as well. The website is
CatskillMountainRailroad.com. You can click on events. There's a tab at the top and click on the event that you want and you can purchase tickets right online.
And coming up this weekend, and I'm super excited for this, I heard, you know, as someone who reads news and weather, that there's a bunch of bandits around. There's been some robberies.
The Hurley Mountain Bandits are in town because we are offering, the Catskill Mountain Railroad is offering the Great Train Robbery. So we want your listeners to come out and ride the Catskill Mountain Railroad's Great Train Robbery. Join us for an exciting journey back in time as the Catskill Mountain Railroad celebrates the legend of the Great Train Robbery. Surprises abound on this adventure train that is fun for children and adults. This interactive theatrical adventure will kick off at the Westbrook Station in Kingston, travels through the Hurley Flats and onto Hurley Mountain. Expect the unexpected as the trip unfolds. It is rumored that the Hurley Mountain Bandits that you spoke of, Rick, are in the area. This desperate bunch of villains have been known to rob banks, hold up stagecoaches. Will the Catskill Mountain Railroad be next? Who knows what may happen? Will our younger deputies help the sheriff capture the bandits and keep everyone safe? Join us for this exciting train ride to find out, which happens tomorrow and Sunday.
Now, that is super exciting. And tell me this. Do the kids and patrons of the train ride get deputized?
They will receive a badge at the end of the event. And as you board the train, The passengers will be given these large $100 Catskill Mountain Railroad bills.
Mm.
And then the robbers, they're going to come and rob the train. So they're going to want all those $100 bills. And then hopefully the conductor will notify the deputy and the marshal, and they will come on board, hopefully round up the bad guys and tie them up. But they may escape. You know, having been tied up in the ropes, they may escape, mingle with the passengers, and they may try to ask the passengers, listen, it wasn't my fault. They made me do it. Can you untie me? Let me go. I promise I'll be good. So we shall see.
Now, the experience is filled with members of the Catskill Mountain Railroad. And do you have some ringers besides the bandits? Do you have some actors that are involved?
Yep, we have actors involved, being the bad guys that we will call them.
Yeah.
Yes.
How cool. And you can be a deputy and ride the great train robbery train, Catskill Mountain Railroad .com.
And the train times are this Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock, 12:30, and 3 p.m. You can get your tickets right online, CatskillMountainRailroad.com. Or right at the ticket booth.
Now, the Catskill Mountain Railroad wears a lot of hats. You have special sunset trips. You have special weekend experiences. And besides the special events, like the Great Train Robbery and your train ride in general, there's other things coming up, like the Polar Express in the wintertime. And coming soon, dinosaurs.
Yes, how? The dinosaur train is coming up.
Now, to me, that sounds totally amazing. Is you got your train, you got your Hurley Mountains. Dinosaurs, they once roamed around this area, and we do know that. There have been bones found, but all around the railroad track, you guys probably dug up some remnants of dinosaurs, and maybe there's still some hanging around.
We never know what we're going to find when our passengers board our dinosaur train and we take them in a journey back in time up to our dinosaur patch. That will be full of surprises up there. So we want you to grab your explorer's hat, take a train ride back in time into the Jurassic period, and discover the magic of dinosaurs. After departing our station, our passengers will suddenly find themselves back in the days when dinosaurs ruled the earth. One of the highlights of this train ride is the presence of roaming dinosaurs and friendly dinosaur hunters on board. Let your little one imagination run wild as they encounter these prehistoric creatures during the journey and at our dinosaur park. Designed especially for younger children, this train ride offers an unforgettable experience for the entire family. So these trains are August 8th, 9th, and 10th. And 15th, 16th, and 17th, and the departure times are 10 a.m., 12:30, and 3 p.m.
Now, the dinosaurs, this is what I wanted to know, is how are you going to make this happen? Is there going to be, like, giant, weird things? And no, dinosaurs are going to be there, which is really cool. And the most amazing thing is Dave brought a little guy with him. I think it's a velociraptor. I'm not getting too close.
This is a velociraptor, and he does make some cool noises.
Hold. Do it again. There we go.
He sounds just like the velociraptor from the Jurassic Park movies.
Can you make him talk again?
Absolutely.
Sweet. He's kind of looking at me funny, like a pit bull looking at me who's not eaten for a while.
Yeah, his eyes can blink. The mouth opens. Look at those teeth, Rick. Put your hand in the mouth of that guy.
No. He's looking huge. And he plays guitar, I think.
I think he does.
That's why he's here. He's auditioning for his next Friends Day appearance.
His next role.
Yeah. Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure when you're here. And thanks for telling us about these amazing adventures that we could take on a family fun experience, the Catskill Mountain Railroad. It's been in existence for some time. It is an incredible family experience. You can bring things on the train with you, can't you?
Yes, you can. Like, yeah, you could bring a drink along with you. If you don't have a sandwich, you're a little hungry, yeah, you bring that along too. And there's garbage cans to dispose of the waste when you're done.
I thought I was cool, you know, with the modest sandwich. And people come with like wine and cheese and caviar and outdo me.
Well, the cheese and caviar, we don't know too much about the wine. We don't want people, you know, intoxicating on board, but
maybe,
on these hot days,
maybe
iced
I
tea.
Shouldn't have told you what's in their coffee cups then.
Yeah.
But anyway, the iced teas are always good, and it's always a pleasure. And that is the cool part. Like, you can ride your bike there and bring your bike on the train if you want. You can do all kinds of cool things.
Well, Sue, not yet for the bicycles. Once we get our extension up to Basin Road, then we plan on having a special train car where you can put your bicycles on board. We will be gladly to take you up to Basin Road with your bicycle. You hop off the train, ride the Shokan
rail
trip. And
how are we doing with the expansion? How are we doing?
That's on hold right now. There's going to be an independent study by an engineer firm for the feasibility of it. How much is it going to cost? Be train only? How much for trail only? How much for rail with trail? So we're waiting for that study. The Ulster County has to, I think it's an RFQ, they have to put out there to get some engineer companies in to find out how much it's going to cost for them to give us this survey.
Well, how can folks give money or be involved with the Catskill Mountain Railroad that they can help keep this as a vibrant part of our community and economy?
Yep. On our website, there's a place that has the Ulster County executive's email and phone number. You can send her an email. You can call her expressing your support that you want the Catskill Mountain Railroad to get up the Basin Road to expand its operation. It's just amazing that a couple years ago, Ulster County voted us top tourist attraction in Ulster County. Mm. And now they don't want us. They want to rip the track up to make a trail. And if they do that, all these great events that we discussed today, the train robbery, the dinosaur train, Polar Express, will be all gone.
Keep the train in your sights and ride it this weekend, tomorrow. The Great Train Robbery is happening at 10, 12:30, and 3. Visit CatskillMountainRailroad.com. Get tickets. Reserve your spot. They do sell out, so don't be left out on this fun experience. And you can help solve a mystery.
And Rick, to help out with your listeners, I brought you two pairs of tickets for you to give away for this weekend's train robbery, and also two pairs of tickets to give away for the first weekend of our Dinosaur Express trains.
Well, we love that. I'll give away a pair now, and I'll save a pair. We'll give away a pair a little bit later on for this weekend's Great Train Robbery at the Catskill Mountain Railroad. Again, the location is in Kingston. Dave the Engineer is here in the studio, and that's fine outfit you have on as well, Dave, and we like it. And thanks for wearing the hat in the studio.
The Dinosaur Hunter, you got it. Here I am.
Yeah, and I believe there could be a contest in the near future to name the Velociraptor that visited us here at KZE. So get involved. Visit CatskillMountainRailroad.com and WKZE.com and stay in touch with both of us. Dave, thanks and all the best.
Great to be here again, Rick.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. If you want to go on the Great Train Robbery tomorrow, you can choose whether you'd like to go at 10, 12, 30, or 3. I'll take caller 3 right now at 1-866-393-9810. 1-866-393-9810. Pair of tickets for the Great Train Robbery, either tomorrow at 10, 12:30, or 3, or Sunday, same times. Good luck. Call now, and thanks, Dave. We'll be right back.